You're listening to SBS News.
The five-year war between Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine is one step closer to being resolved, with the two groups exchanging 200 prisoners. The move was part of an agreement brokered earlier this month by leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany and France. Figures from officials of the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, the two separatist governments in the area, report Ukraine freed 124 people while the Russian rebels freed 76. Donetsk Humanitarian Affairs Envoy Daria Morozova says while Ukraine freed more people, they didn't let all the prisoners go.
Mr. Frisch confirmed denials, but unfortunately they haven't brought those who denied the demarcation line as we insisted. We're going to figure out why it happened.
It was the largest exchange of prisoners between separatist rebels and Ukrainian forces since December 2017, when around 300 people were released. The exchange took place at a checkpoint near the rebel-held city of Polivka, with tearful reunions occurring hours later as freed prisoners were reunited with their loved ones. Glad to be freed, one prisoner described how he'd been treated.
I was tortured very badly. When I was brought to a prison, the prison administration didn't accept me from the security service of Ukraine. Five times saying, bring away this dead body, he's no longer alive. I survived despite the enemies.
Mistreatment and torture, Alexander Silkinov says he too experienced.
The first 6 months, we were being beaten in a pre-trial detention centre. Employees of the security service of Ukraine came wearing masks, brought us out, tortured, interrogated, forced us to come the next day and give interviews to Ukrainian TV channels.
More than 14,000 people have been killed in eastern Ukraine in the conflict since 2014. It began around 2 months after Ukraine's Russia-friendly president fled the country amid massive protests in Kiev. New Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed hopes for ending the fighting, with the president pushing for negotiations between the groups. Freed prisoner Vladimir Grudnik says it's amazing to finally be free.
We are happy that we are free now after 4 years for some and 5 years for others, and liberated from the shackles of Ukrainian Nazism. We are inspired and ready to fight.
Prospects of peace remain troubled by questions over whether to allow local elections, which would give rebel groups more autonomy, and to let Ukraine regain control of its border with Russia in rebel-held regions. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.